Well, good morning and welcome to Songs of Hope Part 2. Thank you to Chris for a mighty Songs of Hope Part 1. And today we're going to celebrate Australia's National Day. Next Saturday is Australia Day. We celebrate nationhood. And so today our program is going to have an emphasis on Australia and Australia's foundations. And we'll start with our segment called Sunday Worship. So this is Songs of Hope Sunday Worship. And our first song is from Victoria, my home state. And this is the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral. They're singing Sanctus, which is part of the communion service, and it gives praise to God at Jesus' role in our salvation. Bible reading this morning is, let me see, it's from Psalm 116, 1 to 4 and 12 to the end. And this psalm contains the text of the first ever sermon preached in Australia by the chaplain of the First Fleet, Richard Johnson. And when they arrived in Sydney Cove, 8 days later, the first Christian sermon was preached, and the text was verse 12. And verse 12 went something like, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all he has done for me?" That's Psalm 116, verse 12. And he preached a sermon giving thanks to God for safe arrival of the First Fleet and for the opportunity to colonise a new country. And here is the Bible reading containing that text.
"I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell gat hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant, and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord.
So the first sermon in Australia gave thanks for safe arrival after a horrendous journey from England in the boats, and about 69 people died on that journey, but the chaplain gave thanks to God for safe arrival of the rest of them. We've had a song from Victoria. Our next song is from South Australia, and Bernard Hull does a version of Psalm 23, so we'll do that. And the Lord is my shepherd, the Lord is our shepherd here in Australia. And this is from Bernard Hull. We've played a number of his songs over the years.
The Lord is my shepherd, I have all that I need. I lie down in pastures, abundant with feed. He leads me beside where the rivers run deep, and brings me a lullaby to sing me to sleep. At times when it seems that I'm close to death's fold, I know
I will. let us pray the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. The name Cathy Freeman's been written to the record books and the Australian history books, and carrying the weight of the nation on her shoulders, Cathy was awarded the honour of lighting the flame at the opening ceremony of the Sydney Olympics, do you remember, in the year 2000. And 10 days later, in that packed stadium of about 112,000 people, and wearing that legendary full body suit, she collected the ultimate prize, taking the lead 75 metres from home. Here was Cathy Freeman, and she held off her challenges to win Olympic gold by 4 metres. It was an amazing feat. And 2001, she was awarded the Olympic Order from the IOC. Cathy Freeman has been quoted as saying many things, but I'm interested today in one thing that she said. I am so full of gratitude that I clasped my hands in front of me, I closed my eyes, and I said a silent prayer of thanks to God. I had at last achieved something I'd wanted for so long. It was a dream come true. What I noticed, she said a silent prayer of thanks to God. Now, of course, she's not the first person to have done that. Millions have said a prayer, even if they're not prepared to reveal it. I think for many people, prayer is like mowing the lawn. We know it. We should do it. We feel better when we have, but we don't look forward to it. We find excuses to put it off as long as possible. After all, what good does prayer do? Does it really work? And in our more, I guess, reflective moments, we can ask, how do we know how to pray? Is there some sort of formula to get it right? Is there a right or wrong way to pray? Not like the Christian who was driving down the street in a bit of a sweat because she had an important meeting, couldn't find a parking space. And looking up to heaven, she said, Lord, take pity on me. If you find me a parking place, I'll go to Mass every Sunday for the rest of my life and give up drinking wine. Miraculously, a parking space opened up right in front of her. She looked up to heaven and said, never mind, Lord, I've found one on my own. No, prayer is not quite like that. We get bogged down with the idea of prayer. We see it as a religious ritual that's too complex, too difficult. And yet the reality is that prayer is basically talking with God in an ordinary way about our ordinary lives. It's not that difficult. Do you ever feel during prayer that you're talking to the ceiling more to God? Don't worry, you're not alone. It happens to everyone who takes prayer seriously. Is it some sort of superstitious exercise, like owning a genie that pops out of the bottle and grants our wish if we've been a good boy or girl? What role? These are the questions that I think are worth asking. We pray because prayer can change the outcome of our lives, and I think that's the most important thing. Our walk with God is meant to be one where we are aware of God's presence. The Christian is a person who's free to communicate with God the joys, the concerns of what's going on. It's like having a co-worker or a friend who is with you, and in our case, we have the Holy Spirit who functions as a counselor, a comforter, so that prayer is the Holy Spirit's tool to keep us in communion with God. It's the first act of worship, adoring God, thanking God. In the prayer that we know as the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught his disciples, and he gives the pattern of praying that starts by paying attention to God. Jesus taught us to pray that God's name be hallowed, his kingdom would come, that his will be done, and to come to God when we need things. So when you pray, you open the door to God to come into the problems that you might have. You become the fact that prayer becomes a partner with God. We can't change people and make them love God, but prayer is easier than we think it is. It can be so much part of our life. It'd be just like breathing. It doesn't have to be an eloquent lot of words or long. It isn't better if it's loud or if you're on your knees. But spend time with God. Talk to him. cast your cares on him. As C.S. Lewis once said, God designed the human machine to run on him, on God. He is the fuel of our spirit and our food that our spirits were designed to feed on. There is nobody else. So spend 10 minutes today. And Lord, thank you that we can take prayer seriously, because when we pray, we know you listen. Amen.
And the first fleeters, the officers, the administrators, the clerks, the convicts, they all thank God for safe arrival in Australia on Australia Day. And we should, on our national day, thank God as well. And here's Neil Williams asking God to bless Australia. What an appropriate thing to do on this, our national day.
Given land of ours, Australia, this proud possession, our own piece of earth that was built by our fathers who pioneered our heritage. Here in Australia, the land of our birth. But should danger ever threaten us, let the world know we will answer the call.
Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Saviour, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
You've been listening to Songs of Hope Sunday Worship.